The Cocktail Nation on WXLV Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX.
Now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Broadcasting from Cairns in France this week, where I'm visiting radio stations to tell them about the Cocktail Nation. And interestingly, I've been speaking French whilst in France, and it seems to me they just don't understand their own language. At least that's based on the strange looks I've been getting. What a beautiful place too, one of the best known cities of the French Riviera, a busy tourist destination, of course, the host of the Cannes Film Festival. I'm staying at and broadcasting from the Intercontinental Carlton Cairns, a 338-room luxury hotel built in 1909. It's been listed by the government of France as a National Historic Building. And during the Cannes Film Festival, it's the most prestigious place to stay and the undisputed headquarters of motion picture industry deal-making. Of course, this hotel is famous for being the hotel that Alfred Hitchcock's film To Catch a Thief, starring Grace Kelly and Cary Grant, was centred around. Now, while staying at the Hotel Carlton in 1955, Grace Kelly had an arranged meeting and photo shoot with Prince Rainier III of Monaco, which eventually resulted in her marriage to him, and of course she became Princess Grace. This week on the show, we talked to a man who has a CD out which is dedicated to the art of shag. I have some Liberace news and a couple of letters from listeners as well. New music from Mr. Ho's Orchestrotica, our weekly look at the world of swank, and the blogosphere, plus the ever-popular segment Ask Who. This week, exploring the issue of office microwave etiquette. Right now, Octobop and Playboy's theme, perfect for some time on the Riviera.
Cocktail Nation. Thanks to Tiki Shark.
Let the rhythm spark desire. Smile slyly as you move. Besame mijo, you're my fire. So come on, dance with me. Try to sparkle in your eyes. Swirling through the smoke and moon. Come on, lover, won't you try?
Destination for Tiki Shark with Royal Crown Review and Besame. I believe you can see them in for 2011. They're going to be at Pomona at the historic Fox Theatre, so make sure you check them out. Well, the mid-modern style of art that Shag presents is incredible, and it's popular with the lounge and exotica scene. So one man by the name of Hans Carl thought, you know, why not put music to the paintings? Thus, Shagzotica. Original instrumentational score music inspired by 15 of Shag's paintings. It's cartoony, wacky, martini, Henry Mancini influence, retro future type of music. And Hans Carl joins me on the line. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, Coop?
Fantastic, man. I got to tell you, I love the artwork. I mean, of course, because it's obviously done with Shag. But how did this whole project come together?
Well, basically, geez, it's been 10 years already. Man, time just flies by, you know. I scored a PBS public television interview with him and basically created some music to go along with a really short interview. It's about 3 minutes, you know. And he got back to me and told me he really dug the music.
Wow.
So, yeah. And after that, he told me he liked it. So I proposed to him the idea of creating an album of music based entirely off of the, you know, his original painting.
And
he was really open to the idea and just let me kick the ball and run with it, you know?
Were you relying upon your own interpretations of the music, or were you talking to him and him saying, oh, well, this particular song, I think, represents this? I mean, was it much of a collaboration, or was all this straight out of Hans Carl's head?
That's a great question. You know, other people have asked me that, and basically it was a straight-ahead deal. He gave me the go-ahead and okay on it, and then I just took the ball and run with it. Basically, he already had all the paintings were done, you know, and completed. And some of them even had titles of you know, other tunes from the 60s, you know, stuff like that. But I didn't go by any of that. I just went totally gut level, emotionally and intellectually, off of what I was getting straight from the painting. So, yeah, he didn't put input on the project as I was going along. You know, I'd call him every once in a while if I had a question about painting, like what was, you know, the subject matter of it or something.
Yeah.
But basically, where I went musically was my own deal, you know.
What's your background? Do you do film scores and stuff like that?
Yeah, my background from a young age was I learned classical piano starting around 7 years old. And I sang in choirs my whole life. And then in high school, played in a rock band or two, studied some music in college, that kind of thing. You know, so kind of a broad base of background of music.
And musically influencing this particular CD, what was sort of going around your head at the time?
It's funny because a lot of times people, you know, they might see a shag painting and think of the traditional, you know, retro lounge, whatever it is, Martin Denny, Escobar, you know, that kind of
stuff. Yeah.
Basically there was that influence there. But what I try to do is kind of turn it on its head, being that I'm into film scores and kind of avant-garde, experimental electronic music or experimental film scores. So to add that element into it, so it was kind of a stew mixed with the tiki, the exotica, so, you know, electronica, little jungle, drum and bass. So all these influences kind of work together with the retro and the lounge to kind of, you know, hopefully it's something fresh came out.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. When I first heard of your CD, I sort of thought to myself, oh, I wonder if this is going to be a little bit too electronic, a little bit too, you know, nightclub dance sort of thing. But when I got it, I was actually really surprised because I thought to myself that a lot of the instrumentation sounds very, very real, and it sounded you know, traditional, but still kind of, you know, for 2010. So I was really impressed by that, and certainly when you look at the paintings and you listen to the music, you get a real appreciation for it. So I think you managed to really hit the nail on the head there.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, I'm glad you got that from it because I really was trying to take a lot of the traditional elements, keep, like you said, you got what I was doing, take, you know, like the tiki and exotica, keep that kooky and fun, you know, Ema Sumac, Martin Denny, that kind of stuff. Especially Escobar is one of my favorites, you know. Keep that stuff in, but just kind of turn it on its head, because that's what Shag's stuff is to me a lot. It's a lot of his paintings, you can't quite nail them to one thing. They have you could interpret so many stories from one image. That's what I love about it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You got the liners and you've got the artwork in there. I mean, it's pretty extensive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's funny, you know, because CDs are kind of on their way out.
Yeah.
As you know, everything's going to download, right?
Yep.
And I went pretty much all out on this, you know, the packaging, because I just love Josh Eagles. Work so much, and I really wanted to pay tribute to him, so I went all out on the packaging of it, and you know, he allowed me to use each of the paintings inside, and so I just, as I was initially creating the project, I was going to maybe do a couple paintings per page, but I felt like I took away from the essence of each work, you know?
I think it's a great thing to have a decent sleeve going on there and liners, because, I mean, like you're just saying, you know, CDs are on the way out, but so somebody's going to buy a CD, they kind of want a little bit more, you know what I mean? I think a lot of bands are kind of neglecting that because it's becoming less of the apparent thing that you need to do. I suppose years ago we probably went nuts on it, but I do think it's, in this age of digital downloads, it is well worth giving the fans a little bit more for their money inside the CD. I think it really pays off.
Oh yeah, and I always let people know that, you know, that if they get the actual disc, they get the book with this incredible paintings, you know, and you know, much more than the download, you know.
Yeah.
Download's nice, get the music, but it's great to have the paintings there to see what actually inspired it.
Absolutely. Well, look, I just love this one, Shagzotica. Make sure you check it out. It's the artwork of Shag with music. And the track we're going to play tonight, Hans, is The Ghost of Augie Cologne, which is probably my favourite track on this. So congratulations. And if you want to grab the CD, where's the best place to go?
The best place to go right now is to cdbaby.com.
And, of course, your official website, hanscarlmusic.com. Great to have you on, buddy. This is the Ghost of Augie Cologne.
Hey, thanks a lot, buddy.
Nation. I slip out and get into something more spectacular. What do you think? All right?
The Cocktail Nation.
Donation with Coop Cooper and Liberace with the song I Hear, A Rhapsody. We're playing Liberace tonight because, I haven't played Liberace on the show before, but my interest was spiked because the Liberace Museum in Vegas is closing down. It's been an incredible museum which exhibits his extensive costumes, cars, pianos and jewellery. He's often been referred to as Mr. Showmanship. Known for giving his audiences what they wanted with performances that include everything from classical to pop music. And he's been credited with influencing entertainers from Elvis and Michael Jackson to Elton John and Lady Gaga. Sadly, though, there's been a steady decline in numbers to the Liberace Museum from a high of 450,000 annual visitors 15 years ago to about 50,000 annually today. Sadly, waning interest, along with the museum's real estate problems, such as mortgage debt and lack of steady income stream, have factored into the decision to close. Now, the Liberace Foundation actually owns the strip mall that houses the museum, but 50% of the rental units are currently vacant, and while royalty revenue from intellectual property was robust 30 years ago, today selling to a younger generation unfamiliar with Liberace's music is pretty tough. Of course, Liberace was probably most popular amongst what they used to call the Blue Rinse Set, but sadly, most of those fans are long gone. The foundation recently finalised a deal, though, for a national travelling tour of the Liberace collection, and they one day hope to reopen the museum in a more accessible location in Las Vegas. Currently, it's around 5 miles from the Strip, so at least it's still going to be out there, I suppose. But here's the good news. Several projects are in development that are not affiliated with the foundation, but they're saying they could actually help rekindle the interest in the performer. And they include a musical and a Steven Soderbergh-produced movie set to star Michael Douglas as Liberace and Matt Damon as well. I gather Matt Damon will probably be playing his brother George. Coming up, it's our segment Ask Coop. This week, we're talking about office microwave etiquette. Right now, the Martini Kings and You Only Live Twice.
Thank you. this is Tommy Tremolo from Spy Fi, and you're listening to the dulcet tones of the Cocktail Nation.
Coop Cooper, so far out, he's on his way back.
The Cock Donation. Thanks to Tiki Shark Orchestrotica as we broadcast from the Carlton Hotel in Cairns. It's around 70 degrees Fahrenheit here, or about 20 degrees Celsius. It's been pretty humid in the mornings, I've got to say, but pretty lovely weather, really. In this beautiful part of the world, we played one from the upcoming Orchestrotica album, The Unforgettable Sounds of Esquivel. Coming out November 16, part of the new series of records called Exotica for Modern Living that Mr. Ho is putting together. The Esquivel tribute CD features 11 tracks off their ear-by-ear transcriptions of Esquivel's lost arrangements using an awesome 23-piece big band recorded live in Boston with minimal editing and maximum sweat, I'm told. An Exotica quartet record for the series was also recorded this year. It's going to be out sometime in May. It's called Third River Rangoon. And the record mostly features original compositions by Mr. Ho and some covers or adaptations of people like Milt Raskin, Martin Denny, Cal Jada, and many, many more. And the website to check out if you'd like to find out more about this, spaceagebigband.com is the site to check it out and order your copy. Time for our segment, Ask Coop. This one from Magdi in Brazil, who writes, Dear Coop, I work in an office where competition for the kitchen microwave is hot. One day, I waited 3 minutes for a colleague's dinner to cook, then another 3 minutes before taking it out to put my dish in, as I too was hungry and in a hurry. When the owner returned several minutes later, he was unhappy to discover that his dinner wasn't heated through. Was I within my rights? Well, Magdi, around and around and around, it can be existential agony waiting for a microwave to heat through something. Just standing and staring through a little glass window, the rotating plate going around and around, just like your life, around and around, going nowhere, time ticking down on the microwave clock, each passing second bringing you closer to the end, closer to the final, inevitable bell ding of death, which may come sooner than you think if you keep standing in front of what is a tiny little window. A microwave is nothing more than a deeply profound soul-searching contemplator that heats up meals and makes pretty good poppadoms too. So nobody should have to wait longer than necessary in front of one. If a colleague's food has dinged and they're not there to take it out, you don't have to wait for them to return, like it's some kind of bleak, absurdist workplace production. Put in your own meal and get on with your life, because the only thing more agonizingly existential than watching a microwave go round and round is watching a microwave do nothing at all, just being dark and silent and motionless, with the unbearably desolate stench of someone else's chunky stockpot for one. I hope that helps. If you have a problem you'd like me to solve, email thecocktonation@gmail.com. Right now, Les Baxter and Sophisticated Savage.
the place to go. Oh, I'll tell you one thing worth singing about. If you come in now, be sure you can get back out. The great cheese flavors, they always rang. They help build your hopes up and help drag you down. They leave you with nothing worth singing about. So now you're in now, now you won't back out. The great sea. You're caught in a whirlpool of east side cafes, where love is a cocktail of beads and berets. And blues are the main things that you're drinking about. So now you're in, now you won't.
Cocktailnation with the Blue Martinis and Great City. And speaking of cities, I'm in Cairns, France this week. And whilst here, I checked out the sculpture and painting exhibition celebrating the sacred role of women. This was over in Monaco, the Le Société Générale, which is an hour drive from Cairns and well worth it. Lots of contact from listeners on the email and social media this week. One from John in Washington who writes, "Dear Coop, love your radio shows. Is it possible to download the older shows? Shows pre-126. Thanks. Love the show. I'm restoring a 1958 Chrysler Imperial and your programs will make the perfect soundtrack to my drives through the rural country music listening populous of the town where I live. Thanks again." And here's a picture of the car. And I'm going to say, John, that is a very, very nice Chrysler Imperial. Thanks so much for getting in contact. To get the full list of shows, I would suggest you go to the podcast server, which is cocktailnation.podbean.com. music.com, and that will take you to shows as early as number 83. I say hello to new listeners to the show, Kathy Dugan-Desjean, to Michael Pilardi, and to Peter Fitzpatrick, who got in contact with me this week. Welcome along. Time for our look at the world of swank now. Mondo Lounge coming up in Vegas, October 22. We've got Brother Cleve DJing at Forbidden Island, the website forbiddenislandalmeida.com, Sunday, October 24. 6 through till 10 p.m. is the gig. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission is free. And DJ Otto von Stroheim's going to be there as well. November 20th, Tiki Arki Orchestra have got their 3-hour tour show coming up at the Mayflower Club. This is on Victory Boulevard, California. And the legendary Tiki venue, Don the Beachcomber, is presenting not one but two amazing nights of live exotica, celebrities, cocktails and parties in celebration of the end of 2010 and the beginning of 2011, December 30. You can join Waitiki 7 in the High Chief Room as they commemorate classic Tiki tunes with the extraordinary jazz clarinetist and composer Robert Drazen. Vocalist Sherry Shaoling is going to be there as well. They're performing their arrangements from Bob's legendary Voodoo album, a requisite for any space-age bachelor pad, as well as diving deep into the songbooks of Martin Denny, Arthur Lyman, Cal Jada, Les Baxter. And longtime Waitiki fans may recognise Sherry Shaoling from the cover of their Rendezvous in Okokoluku CD. And you might remember her as the songstress of Honolulu's Exotica Darlings, Don Tiki. So it's going to be a fantastic night. And I believe in the Outer Dagger Bar, adjoining the dining rooms, Brother Cleve and the Millionaire are going to be spinning everything from go-go and surf to some Exotica. And it's going to be their first joint appearance DJing in 15 years. So don't forget Mod Miami coming up March 3 till 6 next year. Isn't it scary? We're talking about 2011 already. Soon we're going to be entering the blogosphere of the Cocktail Nation, but I'm going to order some room service and Billy May with Cocktails for Two now.
Thank you so much. We'd like to play for you now our arrangement of a very old standard called It's All Right With Me. And although the tune is a very simple one, our arrangement is rather complex, and we'd like to explain to you what I'll be doing. My left hand will be playing It's All Right With Me. My right hand will be playing the Beethoven Appassionata Opus 57. My left foot will be tapping out the traditional rhythms of the Tahitian fertility dance. And my right foot will not be doing too much, it will just be excited.
Peter Nero, and It's All Right With Me.
This is Deep Space Mission 9. We're now entering the blogosphere of the Cocktail Nation.
TheCocktailNation@gmail.com, the email if you'd like to send me a blog that perhaps you follow, perhaps you write, one that you just love. This week, hpmasters.blogspot.com. Takes you on a trip into yesterday's dimensions in sound. Now, the blog features what was called light music in Germany way back in the 60s and 70s, played by public radio stations. Check it out, some incredible European easy listening music. I'm going to leave you with Percy Faith now and his orchestra and Morgan. Stay here.
The Cocktail Nation on WXLV, Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX.